That's the Yardbirds, over under, sideways, down. We're now down in the legendary Studio 3 with a live audience. You all right? You are the lucky people with the Chocolate Factory golden ticket, so well done. We have got the best band here. These are number one, tipped by the Enemy, and many, many more people. So I'm so very excited to introduce you to the Stripes this morning. I first came across them last year. I saw them live in Ronnie Scott's, and it was with Jeff Beck then that we were watching you. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Use this microphone. Jeff Beck has come to be a friend and a mentor to you now.
Yeah, he's seen us a few times. Great, like.
What does he say to you? This is Ross speaking, by the way.
Not
speaking. Yeah. You used to do that song.
Yeah, we did a few months ago. Not very well.
Josh has stood next to your side there playing guitar. How are you this morning, Josh?
Very good. How are you?
Very, very good. I'm very excited because we just got an email from Cavan in Ireland that everybody in Cavan is listening. Now, the Beatles played in the Cavern, or the Stripes from Cavan. Keep with me here.
Very clever. That's very clever. On
a Sunday morning, it's not so bad. But listen, Cavan is a small place.
Yeah, very small. So we all grew up quite close to each other. So.
And you're not brothers?
No, just sort of friends now.
So you haven't had like two very, very pushy parents pushing you all to learn the guitar by the age of three?
No, we all just grew up just picking up guitars and trying to play them, and that's what we're still trying to do.
Well, let's talk about your choice of musical influences after the first song. Yeah. What are you going to start the morning with?
We're going to start with a Coasters tune, actually called I'm a Hog for You, Baby.
Please give the Stripes a massive, warm Six Music welcome.
Said I'm a hog for you, baby, I can't get enough of your love. Said I'm a hog for you, baby, I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of. One little piggy went to London, one piggy went to Hong Kong. This little piggy's coming over your house, he's gonna rock you all night long. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby, I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of. This little piggy's coming over your house to get love off your sweet lips. Cause I'm a hog for you, baby, I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of.
For you, baby. That was the sound of the Stripes coming live at you from Maida Vale amongst with our friends here, Six Music listeners. Fantastic stuff. Let me talk to you, Pete. A lovely distorted bass sound this morning.
Thanks very much, Chance.
You're playing a bit like Donald Lunn there from Booker T. Who are your heroes?
Well, obviously, people like Donald Duck Dunn, John Entwistle, Bill Wyman, Paul Simon Smith, the Yardbirds. People like that.
But how old are you?
16.
So when did you first start listening to this great music?
Well, we'd hang out a lot with Ev at Ev's house, and we'd all come from very musical backgrounds, and we'd all be listening to stuff like that since we were very, very young. So we've kind of been in our blood for...
Your parents have got great musical taste.
Yeah.
Do they also play, you know, Clancy Brothers and Irish music as well? I'm a huge fan of Irish music.
All right. Oh, well... Sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of that.
No, did your parents, like, play Irish music as well?
Yeah, my father was in a band with Josh's father as well. They played...
So how old were you when you started, did you say?
Playing music?
Yeah.
I was about 7 or 8.
Yeah. And then you're, what age did you think of? 15, 16?
16 now, yeah.
And now you've got people like Jeff Beck fans. Elton John signed you up. Dave Grohl was talking about you on a massive American chat show. How does it feel? This year's going crazy for you.
It's fantastic to hear such high praise from our heroes. People like Jeff Beck and Elton John, and apparently Wilco's a fan as well.
From Dr. Feelgood. Yeah. So hello to Wilco.
Yeah.
From us all here, isn't it? So Wilco Johnson there. To play this kind of music this well at this, you know, you had to have spent time behind closed doors practicing, like the Rolling Stones did back in the 60s.
Yeah, well, two or three years ago, we kind of spent a lot of time getting a proper set together before we started gigging quite a lot.
Yeah.
We get a set together and then say, right, we'll hit the clubs now, we'll go to Dublin and play a couple of gigs.
Did you ever go to school then?
I did for a while. I went out of fashion, so I stopped.
Evan, how are you doing on drums this morning? Now, I've heard you weren't so well last night. We had an email in from some listeners saying we hope that Evan's feeling better. What was going on? Was that rock and roll excess? It's completely legal at your age, you know?
No. Yeah. a bit of a rock and roll cold last night, so...
Well, you're feeling good now?
Yeah, feeling all right, yeah.
Well, lots of us are very excited to hear you play. Should we play another song? Josh, what are you going to play next song?
We're going to do two of our own original tunes, and this one's called Blue Collar Jane.
Great. Take it away, the Stripes here at Maida Vale in Studio 3 under the plaque of Bing Crosby. Have you seen the plaque there to your right, up above there, the great man himself? But anyway, we're here to listen to the Stripes this morning, so take it away.
Blue collar J, my girl, you knock me to the ground. Now we could be BLUE. COLLAR J, or J, A, N, E, oh baby, please. She likes the dark, but she likes it when I turn out the light. Because she flows like a bee, but she stings like a butterfly. But she's so fine. She's so fine. Yeah, yeah, my girl's so fine. Yeah, my baby's so fine. Because she flows like a bee, but she stings like a butterfly.
I wish you were all here to witness this. Pete, you're playing that bass like it's a guitar. It's incredible stuff. Please give them another round of applause. They'll be back with us later. This Tribe says, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to go to hear more music now from the guys? It's Evan, Josh, and Pete, and whoever, Ross as well. What song are you going to do next, guys? Hang on, let's get the microphones to you.
It's an original song called Mystery Man.
Brilliant. Are you all doing okay? You know, yeah, because I mean, you're wearing quite warm clothes, but just to set the scene for the audience at home, they're kind of tweed or wool or something, these blazers, yeah. You've got?
Can't look good for the radio.
You've got it. What was I say that?
They look good for the radio.
Well, they're looking good. They're going to be playing good too. Take it away, the Stripes, you're live at Maida Vale. The stage now and say hi to Josh. How are you doing, Josh, on guitar there?
Doing good, yeah. Doing all right.
Oh, there, I've got the microphones as well. I know you're probably really tired of people going on and on about how young you are, right? But just bear with me for a minute, because it is very, very unusual for four guys to be from such a small place to be this sort of dedicated and ambitious and so hardworking to get to where you are already at this age of, you know, 15 and 16. What are the people at school, what do your friends say about it?
They're all quite supportive, to be honest. Like, most of our mates at home are real supportive of it and just, you know, wish us the best of luck with it. And, you know, it's just everyone at home just really behind us, so
they're
good
all
to see,
listening,
you know,
today in Cavan.
Yeah, most of them, I'd say they all turned it on. Yeah,
it was sort of even the thing about the Yardbirds as well, wasn't it? Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, they all grew up within a square mile of each other,
yeah.
I think
Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck were good mates when they were kids, so
yeah,
in the same school. So
it's so unusual though that four of you would be that dedicated. Did you have any fallouts or squabbles or anything?
Not really, no.
Not yet.
We're stupid ones. But I mean, the thing is, we don't really see it as being very young because, you know, the artists that we really admire and people like Steve Marriott and Stevie Winwood and Stevie Wonder, like, and all those people started out when they were our age. So we don't see it as young. It's just.
Well, Jackson 5 as well, I was thinking. And
well,
you know,
so many people, you know. So, like.
You don't like the Jackson 5 there? You don't like the Jackson 5, Ross?
No, they're great.
Oh, good. Ross is just giggling then, weren't you? I was also thinking that the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble came on the show recently, and I know worked with Sun Ra, and so he got them practicing before breakfast, before school, after lunch and so forth. Yeah. I mean, were you that dedicated?
We're just really interested in it, and that's what we like to do. So, before we gigged a lot, we really practiced.
Because
lot,
the thing,
that's all you can do, you know.
This doesn't happen overnight. This is a lot of sweat and going over the same pieces again and again and again. Yeah. But there is a lot of fun ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun right now, to be honest.
You're going to do two songs back to back after this interview, so
yes,
I'll let you learn to do some more music. But tell us about what's ahead of you.
We've got a lot of gigs coming up. I've got a sheet.
Festival, I know you're playing.
Yeah, we're doing Festival, yeah. We've got a couple of gigs coming up in March. We're doing a gig in the Social in London on Tuesday, which I think is pretty much sold out, but there might still be you might still be able to get in. And then we're back in March to do a couple of gigs in Nottingham and Liverpool, and we've got a gig in London on the 30th of March, the 29th actually, sorry, which is the Beat Bespoke, which is in the 229 club. So
good luck with that. I guess it's all on the website. And also, you're playing the Electric Picnic. That should be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Yeah.
The Knock and Stocking Festival. You see that?
Nice accent. Yeah, Knock and Stocking. Like yeah, yeah.
Brilliant, guys. Well, good luck with it all. And tell me about the album as well before you go.
Well, yeah, we're hoping to release. Hopefully, we get a single out in March, April, and then get the album out in summer. So we're going to hopefully.
My good sidekick D.I. Mole has got a question for you about that first single. The Rolling Stones had their first hit with It's All Over Now, a song by R&B group The Valentinos featuring Bobby Womack. Yeah. Which one of your multitude of covers will you be garnishing the charts with?
Well, we're hoping to actually just do an original and do maybe Blue Collar Jane as the first single. So
brilliant.
There
you go, D.I., you've got the answer
right. It's an unanswerable question.
Thanks ever so much for joining us this morning, The Stripes, and take it away again.
you. Thanks so much for having us, man.